views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Yes, that's what we're talking about here. What would your life be like if you knew you could not fail? So here's what I want to say about this. Happy New Year to everybody out there. An epic, epic, epic year. And we are kicking this off, bringing you everything you said you wanted and much more. That's why today's show is one of the most pivotal shows we can bring to the airwaves. Because for most of us here, it is so difficult sometimes to really articulate the goodness that's going on. And Benny, you know this. You and I have been doing this for 15 years, and it just keeps getting better and better and better.
Amen.
And I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Amen, sister.
Amen, sister. Hallelujah. And
praise
so,
Jesus.
I mean, I can't even talk about this. That's why Dr. Bree Gibbs is joining us here today, because I found myself yesterday on a call, a most amazing call, with one of the largest Christian networks in the world, really interested in what we're doing. And today, we're bringing you the level of global inclusivity that talks about the fifth dimension and more. How is it possible to do that? Living in the fifth, heart to heart, soul to soul, all dimensions with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Before we jump into it, let me tell you who Bree is. And then she's going to explain why all things are possible. That's our theme for this year, 2019. For TransformationRadio.fm, all things are possible. Dr. Bree, nationally, internationally known speaker, teacher, trans medium, healer medium, created multiple companies, bringing everything together. And now I have watched her and the folks together that she works with, Teresa, bring things to life in a very special way, in an amazing storefront that you're going to hear about as well, Alchemy of the Goddesses. It is a healing and teaching center in Auburn, Washington. And it is as if this happened overnight. Why? Because when you are a fourth generation high priestess and you're living in this world where ancient knowledge is coming through to you, and then you don't just sit on it, but you say yes and bring it out into the world, I will tell you that the action you take in the world when you're living in the flow and the energy of what I call street smart spirituality, and it doesn't matter what religion you're at, not only are all things possible, but they're already done.
There you go.
I think I had something to say about that, Dr. Bree. Welcome to the show.
At least the phone's not ringing this time with us. All right.
Welcome to the show. Living in the fifth. Man, what is this all about for us? Can't you feel it?
It's such a oneness, but I want to do a quote first from Latu's quote. The key to growth is the introduction of higher dimension of consciousness into our awareness. Think about that.
Yeah.
If we just allow everything to come into us, as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, as an adult, I'm almost 60, allow all these things to come in everything is possible. So I want to explain my story a little bit. In the 70s, I started seeing waves, like ocean waves that were coming in. And I looked at them. And I go, first I saw animals. Then I started seeing the people. And I realized the people were my guides and my guardians. And as I was walking and talking to them and learning more about them, I realized it's a whole new dimension that I was going into. Every time a wave would hit, the dimension would come. Now, the fairies are in a different dimension. The elementals, the mermaids, the animal kingdom, they are all on different dimensions, and so are we constantly. Let me explain one thing. When I was watching the ocean one time, we were downshore with my mother, and I could see all the different dimensions that were happening in the water even. And that was really important to me, that I was able to see that and know that and know that I was not alone. There was things even back then I could not tell my mother that I will be sharing today with everyone. And when I think about this, I know truth is time for truth to come out and be who you truly authentically be. It does not matter if you were a goddess. It does not matter if you're an incarnate angel. It's about oneness now, that we become in oneness with all of our guides and guardians. And that way, ascended masters, whoever you are, we're in oneness, so we're no more separated. And that's important. So I want to, that's just kind of the beginning of my younger years. You can go to my bio, drbree.com, to hear that part. But in 2008, I was looking out my kitchen window, and I saw these little dots. They were circles, but they were like in an S. Okay, we're trained in the third dimension. If anything is dark, get away from me, right? So I say, if you are not light, you must leave now, by all accordance to universal laws. They didn't leave. I was like going, okay, you're not leaving. All of a sudden I heard with a very loud voice, look up. And I went, holy crap. It's the command. I started the command. It's above my house. I call my girlfriend that's at my store working, and I call her. I said, look above my house. She goes, Bree, that's Ashtar and the command. I said, I know. So one of my guides from there that I had missed for a long time, popped in, and it was such an energy that hit the ground like you would not believe in my house. And at that time, I was told, teach planetary work the correct way, but not now, but you have to remember it and teach it. And when I was able to remember it and start teaching some of it, and it's not about picking up garbage. It's not about, I'm going to go clean as the oceans need to be cleaned. But that's not what Ashtar wanted people to know, the command. They wanted people to know that the earth is hurting, that give back to the earth, send energy to India, send energy to of crystals or your own healing energy, send them over to other people in other nations, Russia, all over the country, you know, all United States. And it was really important that we had that, you know, and I thought, wow, Christoph is back with me. Thank you. I saw that he's standing right here, right now. You know, before we went on there, I did a prayer and asked everybody to come in, and that what I say today, I ask that the hearts be touched of many. Because it's not just my story, it's everybody's story. Everybody has gone through some type of experience of this, and no one can mention. So 5 years ago, I came to my aha moment. My mom was leaving the planet. And before she left the planet, I promised her I would tell people my story and about the dimensions when the time was right, when I was allowed, because my mom couldn't even know some of the stuff. I saw my mom transition off the planet, but they gave me the most major, wonderful gift. I can't even explain it. Remarkable, however I saw her in her angel form, from short gray hair, long blonde hair, and they allowed me to see her. And I've talked to you about that before, where I want to take the picture, and they said, no, this is your gift. What a beautiful gift to see that dimension. That's another one. And she's on the sixth dimension in the angel realm. Well, she's a master angel and could be up much higher, but she's having too much fun teaching the other angels to come here now. You know, and that's another dimension. So as we keep traveling, so I promised her this, and now it's time to learn to access them. And that's what I'm here for. So look, Pat, I want to talk about the third a little bit.
Yeah.
The third dimension.
I think what we're talking about here today is, you know, to really look at, Bree, for a minute, the show's name, Living in the Fifth, Heart to Heart, Soul to Soul, all dimensions.
Correct.
And so what we're talking about is sharing with people like the evolution of consciousness. And for those people listening, Dr. Bree, we all have moments of this where we have stories that may not be exactly like what you shared, but there are elements of it that
yes.
As we think about our lives, things happen, things changed. And, you know, let's talk about this when we come back from break, because, you know, people, and you know this, I think you even asked me this question. It was like, seriously, you, a girl from the Bronx, like District 14, that's making headlines now in the news, you know, the new congresswoman from there, PS 14. How does somebody like you even show up? And what makes you, Pat, qualified to, first of all, be the host of a Dr. Pat show? Please, by the way, show us your degree certificate. You know, honestly, Bree,
right.
We are going to be questioned for most of our lives when we are trying to really create a better world. We're out there. And it is our vision, and it's never changed. Mm-hmm. But when we go back to the dimensions, I can tell you for myself, getting up for every day, put my shoes on, and working three jobs, that was the dimension of my life that I lived in. But how do we move along so that we could see this possibility of life? And it has everything to do with living in the fifth and what dimensions of consciousness are all about. Today, Dr. Bree is walking us through this. What are the aha moments so that you all out there can zoom in on these moments that you have had in your life to bring you heart to heart, soul to soul, and all dimensions. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and we will be talking about the third. We'll be right back.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Samantha.
My name is Susan Glavin.
My name is Momoy Astake.
Hi, I'm Cornelia Stephanie, and I'm here to inspire creatively wild women to rise rooted in spiritual and material abundance.
Every woman that I've spoken to has an incredible dream of bringing even more love, beauty, and harmony to their families and to their communities.
And I'm here to start an evolutionary revolution among women.
To heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Susan, Samantha, Momo, and Cornelia Fridays on the Millionaire Imprint for Women at Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Today's show, Living in the Fifth, Heart to Heart, Soul to Soul, All Dimensions with Dr. Bree Gibbs. Now, before we talk about the third dimension and how we move from the third dimension to the fifth, Bree, take a minute to tell folks how they can find out more about you, but also talk about the storefront. Talk about what you all have created.
Sure. You can get a hold of us at alchemyofthegoddesses.com. You also can call us at 253-735-7877. And you can go on my website also at drbreegibbs.com. And we're located in Auburn, Washington. So the storefront was created for the fifth dimension. It had to be the perfect timing. The date had to be opened up by the goddess numbers. Mother Goddess Gaia had to prove everything. The Christ had to prove everything. You know, everybody had to prove it. That the way we shifted. And then last week, we had to shift the storefront again. So now I have this background behind me of my stuff. And then we shifted anything that was third dimensional out in the hallway as a storefront. So we have a classroom and constantly shifting things. And Teresa worked her behind off on it and making it where it was right for the fifth. We were just intuitively guided by our guides and guardians. This can't be here. This has to be there. I tried to walk in with a storefront with something. Nope, that stays in the hallway. Put on sale, 50% off. Get rid of it. And I loved it because it's like, no problem.
Yeah.
Let's bring in the fifth. I have cards from Jeffrey St. Rose, which Wizard, his name is Wizard Azan. And he's cool. And I was going to shuffle some just to see what happened today, right?
Yeah.
And I get it. Consciousness, beginning, faith. Is that what I need today? Think about it. And then I had somebody that's she does light language and drawings. And I commissioned her to do one for me. And I'm going to hold this up. And this is what it was. And it was about the passion and vitality of what I am and who we all are. So this, the horse and all the language was, I was a horse holding steady, wanting to come out into the light to tell everybody. And now we can talk and now bring this stuff through. And it's really important that those two were brought out today, because those are my answers to that. But the storefront is all fifth dimensional. It's a teaching and healing center, and that's what we have now. And we made room for at least 15 to 20 people in here now. It may look small, but spiritually, it's very large.
Well, I want to ask you this question about this and pull it forward, and let's talk about it as it's relating to what we're talking about today. You know, I love that you shared that you rearranged the storefront. I mean, I totally love that because I shared with you, I had to move some to almost everything in my house.
Right.
You know, and as a result, rearranged the office and the picture behind me as well. I can't explain why, but you're going to talk about why today.
I'm going to talk about it right now, if you don't mind.
Do it.
All right. So the reason it had to shift and change, we're changing energy outside of us, and then we change it inside of us. It all works together as one, in oneness. You get rid of the old. I threw away probably 50 pairs of shoes. And that was during the third dimensional time I had the shoes. So when you do that, it's like you throw that out and you get it out. It's like, oh my gosh, I just released a whole bunch of garbage I didn't need. All the things for sale is not needed no more. All the things in our lives that we do not need, we release and just let go and have faith and live in that oneness with the Creator and our guides and our guardians and Mother God, Gaia, you know, just everyone. And when you shift that energy out of you, you bring in this brand new sparkling clean energy back into you. The old has to go. The new has to come in, or it cannot grow. And some people say, oh, I don't want to get rid of all my jewelry. You know what? I have so much jewelry. It's going. It needs to go. It's not of who I am now. That's just an analogy of what we're doing now. And people are sending stuff to thrift stores, to the dump, to everywhere, to remove the old energy, painting walls even. You're covering up the old energy and putting your energy into it of what you, your faith and what you believe in the higher dimensions. Whatever color you use for your fingernails, that's even a part of it. It's bringing that energy out and then bringing it back in and then blooming it out like a lotus flower opened up. And you've let all this new energy out. And that's what we've done here.
Yeah. Bree, you know, one of the things I love about all of this is really looking at our lives and looking at what we get to bring in. And here's what I've noticed about the whole thing. What I've noticed is that the past absolutely sets no precedence for the future and for where we're going. And what I mean by that is, you know, the past gets to be a way we explain things in the second and third dimension, right?
Right.
I mean, it does. It's like we put things in a context, right? We get to explain our journey, our life, where we went to school, how many kids we had or didn't have, you know, how many times we went through life with an illness, how many times we healed ourselves, how many times we reached out and helped other people lift them up to create their dreams. So the past becomes this two-dimensional, three-dimensional space of time, right, that we look at. And the next show we're doing in the next hour is all about time. But when I think about dimensions, I think about where we evolve from. And what I love about the way you present it is there's no good or bad. There just is. And so when we, my language, escape the second and third dimension, what is it? You like that phrase?
I do.
When we escape from it. You know, it's like Escape from New York. Like, what? That's a show, folks. I don't want any emails from my New York friends. I love New York. But when we do that, we open up for a new dimension.
Right.
Now we arrive in the fourth.
Right. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
I mean, when we were in the third, I kept saying, the fourth is coming. And this person said, if you keep talking about the fourth, you're going to leave. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not missing this one. I wasn't going to leave. And I didn't leave, obviously. But a part of me did, but that's okay. You know, but the new part had to come in. But it was a magical time then. Where people are talking about astral projecting and wanting to see all these different dimensions. And I'm going, and that's why I got kind of nervous. I went, oh, I hope you guys are going protected. Don't bring nothing back. I have to take off the planet, please, for me. You know, because people could bring things back accidentally. You know, but that was a more magical time. And learning and knowing who they were. And that's when the goddesses started coming out and saying, I'm this goddess, I'm this archangel. And that time had to happen. And it was like, okay, it's done. It didn't take long to get through either. It was a short time. At least for me it was, you know, and other people, it was like, but now, when you look at the fourth, it was the opening for what we're bringing in now in the fifth. And not having to be hesitating about things. I am not ashamed that I am a goddess or whatever. But that's not who I am. I am Bree today. As being Bree, I can constantly go on and talk about this and allow the higher selves to do that. So during the fourth dimension, we had the walk-ins. We had the ascended masters walking in. We had the galactics. We just accepted our galactic selves. You know, so all of this is all happening. And I love it. Because it's bringing in what we need in every wave that hits. So as I was seeing the fourth come in, it was like a big old tidal wave from the ocean. You know, you see me move my hands like this, it's like a tidal wave. And when you bring that in and you accept it and you go into it, at the ending of the fourth, I will tell you this, I was laying down to have, it was fun. I was laying down, I go, I'm gonna meditate. And every time I start to meditate, I fall asleep. And this one, I didn't fall asleep. I was laying on my side and a mermaid showed up. I'm awake. I can hear the TV going. Everything's awake, right? And it's in my bedroom. And he took me down. And I saw the light going. First the darkness, then the light, right? And as we're going down, I saw this bright light and all this beautiful stuff. And then I fell asleep. But I was able to remember it. And I saw all these pods around and everything, right? Where the babies are born in, the mermaids, right? And my husband says, wakes up and says, looks at me and says, thank you for taking me down with you. He wasn't even in bed with me. So this must have been all night long, seeing that dimension. And then finding out, actually, that our military is actually protecting them out here in the Pacific Northwest. How heartfelt is that, that they are willing to protect them? Keep the scientists out of the waters of Puget Sound. I was just like in tears. Mm. You know, so that was a waking moment of a dimension.
Mm. Wow. Let's take a short break because when we come back, I want to really explore this idea of a waking moment.
Okay.
A lot of times what's happening is that we talk about consciousness, we talk about waking, and what happens with that is the majority of the people in the world don't relate to it. And I was one of those people. Right. I was one of those people that was like, I don't even have an understanding of this. But now what I've come to learn is that the awakening process is available, whether you're a 1 day old baby or a 100-year-old human being, everyone has the ability to experience. And what I want to say to everybody is not only do you have the ability, but you have experienced it. You have. You've experienced it in many, many ways. It may not be like Dr. Bree, certainly may not be like me, but it's in your own way. And this is what this is about this year. It's about saying that it's heart to heart, it's soul to soul, and it's all dimensions for all people. Let's take a short break. We come back. We're going to talk about what living in the fifth means for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. All school used to be, I got to go travel to sit on a mountain in Tibet. and sit there in silence for 5 months to really be connected to source energy. Mm-hmm. Now, very different, mm-hmm. and it's available. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you lost a loved one and would desperately love a sign to prove that they are okay? Here's a tip for you. Be curious. Keep an open mind about everything. The proof will come from the most unlikely places. The messages promise to challenge your current beliefs and what you've been taught. Accept and appreciate all, no matter where they come from. I'm Angie Corbett-Kuiper. I would love for you to share your signs from beyond on my closed Facebook page, Beyond Grief.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
Have you heard of drawing a longer line? A teacher drew a line on the board and asked her students how to make the line shorter without changing or erasing it. No one knew the answer, so she drew a longer line right next to the first one. You can be just like that teacher. If you lack self-confidence, you can draw a longer line. Think of someone you love, someone who inspires you, and ask yourself, what would they do? Remember, you don't have to change the fear or try and get rid of it. A bigger thought, a larger feeling, has the power to release you from the limits that undermine your confidence. Then you're free to take inspired action, to be your best self. Hi, I'm Sarah Main, co-host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to transform your life with conscious confidence, go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, it's just so great. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show on Transformation Talk Radio and on a whole bunch of affiliates out there, which we're really happy about. Today, I get to talk about living in the fifth, heart to heart, soul to soul, all dimensions with Dr. Bree Gibbs joining me here today. And, you know, the reason we're doing this show is because your life has changed enormously mm-hmm. in the past year in a really great way. And I think that's what this is all about. Bree, before we talk about what happens in the fourth and how we experience it in our lives and really what opens up, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you.
Oh, sure. They can go to drbree.com, alchemyofthegoddesses.com, or call us at 253-327-7877. And I said that wrong, 253-735-7877. And I'm in my body, by the way, so it's okay.
But, you know, part of this is like I said to Linda, for the 16th time, I've asked Linda, what's the password to get in our back end for the show? And it's like, this is it. Like, for the 16th time, Pat, this is the password to get in to this fabulous back end system that we've created for all of our hosts and co-hosts. It's like, Linda, and Linda's like, write it down. I'm like, I did write it down. And she's like, okay, then. But look, I know my strength and I know what's not my strength, right? And so I'm probably going to ask Linda tomorrow what the password is to get into the back end. I mean, how complicated is it? But, you know, when I'm in this place and I'm doing this, my world stops, time stops. There's only the connection that you and I have and then that we together have with our listeners. That's the connection. That's the way this has worked now for 15 years. You know, it's the connection we have with Benny pushing all the right buttons, with Kat, you know, pushing all the right buttons to get this across social media and Facebook Live. So it's all of that, right? And here we are talking about the fifth, living in the fifth. So before we go to living in the fifth, what was it like for you living in the fourth?
Oh my gosh. The magical part of it was fun for me. Being a magical being, that it was great. But here's the thing that did scare me. I saw people saying, I'm going to travel out, go to this astral plane or that astral plane, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going, have you had the training yet to do it so you don't bring nothing back? I have to help take out of you, you know, and send it to wherever it needs to go. Have the angels take them or whoever. The celestials and the ETs take the energies you brought back with you. So, but the hardest thing for me was to release things that no longer serve me. And one of the saddest things was I opened up Facebook one day and a friend of mine that I've loved dearly for many years had an angel with burning wings going on the Facebook page, on the banner. I had to let her go. Because it no longer served me in my beliefs and my faith. And seeing that burning angel, just her wings, was enough to crush me inside so hard that I can't even explain it. Mm-hmm. And that was the ending of the end. That was actually the last day of the fourth dimension. Get that.
But what happened with that, Bree? Let's talk about, there was some insight that you got right there that people may not know about. You know, it was like for me, why did I have to move the desk out of a place it's been since 2008, 10 years? Why did I have to move it into another room? Right?
Right, right.
Well, why do people ask me why? And because my only answer is because, I don't know, but then we make stuff up, right?
Mm-hmm. For me, it was, I saw that. And the truth was coming out of what people were changing into. And it just hurt so bad. I seen it all over the place, what people were doing to each other. One reader is better than another reader. Go see that healer instead of that healer. You know, it was all about that. The magical, who's better than who. And I can't handle things like that. I'm no different than you, Pat. You are no different than I am. And nobody else is any different than us. We just have to do our jobs differently. But they can do the same thing we're doing. They can reach all the... Oh, get me on a soapbox right now.
Yeah, get on it.
I'm telling you, they could go into the dimensions themselves, go into oneness, ask for a portal to come down inside of you from the creator that down to Mother God's sky and be in oneness with all. And it's all available. Imagine waking, you're there, like I said about the mermaids, and that is not the only time this happened to me with other beings. Well, all of a sudden they just show up. I'm going, hello? When Fluffy showed up in my living room, that's my gargoyle, showed up. I'm going, oh my gosh. I said, you're like a little puppy following me, you know? And I said, what are you doing here? I'm here to protect you. But I have to tell you this. People, you know, I got to bring up Rasputin for a minute before going any further.
Yeah, let's bring that up.
everybody has this sense that Rasputin was this most horrible person. It was way out there. He's no different than you and I. He actually came in when Astor and the command came in. Christoph came in. Rasputin came in and asked if I'd be a medium for him. And I told him no. And he said, well, then I'll keep you protected. I thought, he is so misunderstood, like so many of us are. And it's like, please understand, he's here to help protect people. You know, I don't know if he's on the planet or not. I just know that his higher self is with me. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking the other day, I'm going, he came in at the same time that the command came in. Is he part of the command? Yeah, think about that for a minute.
Yeah.
Because it was exactly the same moment. So, but I have the right to turn, you know, we have that right to turn that down. Person, no, I don't want to be meeting for you, but I'll teach the planetary work. But that was, you know, that had to happen. But please don't misunderstand other people or judge them. There's no room for judgment in the fifth. There is no room. I don't have a right to judge your jacket or your glasses, and you have no right to judge me. We have no right for judgment. There's no room for it. And when you do judgment, you're taking yourself back to the third dimension. And I'm sorry, but I don't want to go back to the third.
So, you know, let's talk about Rasputin for a minute, if we could, and we'll probably skip this break. You know, one of the things you read, and it depends on what you read about any of us, actually, because you read that he was known to be at some point in time in his journey. There was a belief that he was a healer, that he healed, hemophilia, right? From one of the folks in the royal family.
Right.
And so there's this idea of misunderstanding, right? When we look at reports of things, of spiritualism, when we look at people that have so walked the earth that we now talk about when we look back.
Right.
We think about people like Joan of Arc. Mm-hmm. And we think about Joan of Arc. And, you know, Joan of Arc has been analyzed, dissected. Why didn't she do this? She should have done that. She would have gotten more work. All of that. Everything from that to Princess Di, we look at. So one of the things you're saying is, as we move from the fourth, there is this sense of to literally suspend judgment.
Correct. And it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
In the God's laws. And a lot of people don't understand that, but on the universal laws, I'll be teaching about it again, because I think it's really important that they have an advanced course on it, that there is no judgment. So we honor and respect them. We don't say nothing, but I'm not going to say, I don't like your sweater you're wearing, right? I don't like that. I'm going to honor it and say, it looks beautiful on you. And I'm going to keep my judgment away from it. That's what it's about. So honor, respecting each other is so important right now.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to stay in this fifth dimension. I had anxiety a little bit yesterday about coming out and bringing the truth out about myself. And then I realized, why am I letting that fear and that anxiety come in when I know I'm going to be okay? It's unveiling things I've had to keep in for years, but yet I've been waiting for this year to come, and I'm flying in, and now I'm here. So quit being afraid of something. That's the third dimensional thinking. And now I'm glad that now I have the honor to speak with you and tell you this whole story. It doesn't matter who we were in the past. It doesn't matter nothing. Just know, I can't say oneness enough today. Being in oneness with yourselves. You know, you're not separated from your guides. You are with your guides. Your guides are in you. Everything is inside of us. So now when I go into mediumship, it's actually coming from my golden heart center. It's not outside me. It's inside me. I know it sounds kind of strange sometimes, but that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. People are saying, how does that happen? When you get into oneness, it just flows.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope people can understand that. You know, the things I think about in the fifth and the challenges I had to even release of ego. And I thought, I don't work with ego. And I got a couple messages from two different people that don't even know each other that says, your ego is getting in the way. I thought, no, wait a minute. Before I do a show on healing, I ask my ego to leave and ask St. Germain, the creator of my ego, right? Hold on to my ego for me.
Yeah. But, you know, part of this, Bree, is, and let's talk about this. I don't know how many quotes, how many things we can bring to the forefront. And, you know, I meant it yesterday that when I was speaking and we were speaking about our expansion and you and I were getting ready for the show, it doesn't matter what you pick up, whether you're reading the Bhagavad Gita or whether you're reading, you know, something from ancient Sanskrit, or by the way, Brie, whether you're reading Luke 17, 20, 21, which says, right? How do I know this? Well, grew up with a stepmom that was believe in the possibilities, but we went to that Southern Baptist church on a regular basis. And one of the things she would say to us on a regular basis, and I think this is what changed me. I didn't know it came from here, but she'd say, oh, honey, oh, girls, let me tell you, lo here or there or behold, the kingdom of God is within you. My stepmom walked around with that. So I didn't know where that came from. I thought she was doing some kind of mantra. I thought my mom was like, what? Lo here, lo there. I thought she was like a little poet. Right. Those are like words. So my mom would capture the essence of what we now would know as scripture. And she would talk about them to say to us girls, three girls and my brother. I don't know what she said to my brother, honestly. But to the girls, she would say, it's within you.
It is.
All of those powers are within you. Isn't that what we're talking about now? Is
yes.
The recognition that whatever you're reading, whatever you believe in, what is common throughout is it's within us.
Very true. Very true. Everything is in us. Reach down deep inside of you and know and have that faith and know that it is inside of you. So once I realized I was disconnected from my guides through ego, I got rid of that. They are here now. With me, in me, beside me, knowingness is all here.
Yeah.
And many people need to understand, you don't have to say ego out anymore once you have them in. I might double check something, just, you know, to make sure I'm right about something, but that's still ego kind of getting in the way a little bit, you know, but I'm not perfect either, but I'm a perfectly fine being just like you are. And we check that out. But here's the thing is as we're moving in and we keep going further and further into 2019 now and keep going on and on and on, the deeper that we will become. People have told me, honor the anxiety I had yesterday. Oh, I was not going to honor that. There was no way. I was going to heal it, work through it before I came on today. You know, I felt like I'm being stripped naked and here you are, Brie, telling your story that you haven't told people, you know, and some things I've said, but, you know, the healer medium that I am now is because of the work I did. And I didn't know I was one till it happened. And when my hands felt like fire was coming through them, but I'm not allowed to tell where it comes from, but I can say this, it comes from the Christ consciousness. That's where the healings come from. No, for Mother Mary, Master Jesus, that I can say.
Yeah.
And such an honor to represent them. And it's an honor that they're allowing me to bring this energy to the planet. I'm not the only one. There's a few of us here. I have to talk to Master Greg Carroll. He's able to explain to me, he's a seventh dimensional being, and explain to me, this is what you do now, and bring it forward along with the breath of life, those things that people can heal, self-heal with, along with what you're doing. And I'm not afraid to say that anymore. And I'm so glad I can finally come out and say, this is who I am. I am Dr. Bree. This is what I'm doing now. And it's open to everyone. And if anybody doesn't understand, call me. Come see me. It doesn't cost nothing to sit in behind this wall here and talk for a little bit. I got taught that by Dr. Teach Belsire, and she's no longer on the planet where I did my doctorate through, and for medical science. And she at that time, gosh, back then she was $500 an hour. And she goes, I've been waiting for you to call me. I want to talk to you. And so she came out the house, and we sat under my tree that I had a tree spirit in, and we're watching the fairies and everything and stuff. And she became one of the greatest mentors for me, along with my mother. You know, and we were sitting in church. And here's the church thing again. Mom, how much longer do I have to sit here? We only got 15 more minutes and we're out of here. Because my mom believes in the God's ways before my dad and her family. You know, the percent during the third dimension, we had to act a certain way, right?
Yeah.
But she'd go, all right, come on, we're almost out of here. We'll go play in the garden when we get home. I loved it. It was like, okay, fine. Thanks, Mom. You know, we'll get you grounded again, you know, and that's what regrounding yourself, relearning this new tool of the fifth dimension. I can't be any more excited about this than I am. There's things that are going to be coming up and with the new show that people will be hearing about, and don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing is I really want to stress, get away from the third dimensional cards. Go into the fifth dimensional if you're a tarot reader. Now, they're a tool. But start looking at the new ones that are coming out. The geometric designs, and why are they here? They're from our starseed brothers and sisters. That's why they're here now. The light language that's coming out from Lolo Singer is so important, because this was such a gift when she did that for me. I was able to see I'm getting ready to come out. You know, it's like almost looking like Pegasus flying on down, and here I am now.
Mm.
And actually, I have a gorgeous statue of Pegasus at my house. And when they go into the fifth dimension fully and not have judgment and have love for everyone, Merlin had said a few months in October on Kyle Fred Sterling show, love and love. That is what it is now. No more love and light. It's an Inquisitor's hands like this. Love and love. That's where we're at now.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So welcome to oneness.
I know that there is so much more to come, and really the conversation, the spirit of what you're sharing with the world, and you're going to be bringing this out even more. Mm-hmm. And so I want to thank you for today. Thank you so much for the show. I want to make sure folks know how to find out more about you, find out more about your storefront, but also what's your personal message for today? And thank you for today.
Like I said, you can find us at alchemyofgoddesses.com in Auburn, Washington, drbreegibbs.com. And my personal message for everyone today is go in love. Today, just feel that love that you have for everyone. And when you feel that tingling going through your whole body and living in love and stepping back and looking at what you created by staying in love, even for 5 minutes, you're going to want more of it every day. So God is blessings, everyone.
Mm. And thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We're not done yet for today. It is in deep gratitude, thanks to Dr. Bree and the team at the Alchemy of the Goddesses for bringing the most incredible conversations to the forefront. And there's more to come from Dr. Bree. We're going to take a short break. For more information about us, please go to thedrpatshow.com or go to transformationtalkradio.com. And many of you have asked us you know, when are you going to be launching some additional channels and additional opportunities to join the network? Well, consider it done. We're going to take a short break, everyone. When we come back, more to come about the energy of 2019, the year that is so epic in nature, when two of the most enormous energies not collide, but align. You know, when we think about the power of the universe and the energies brought forth, how is it that we all can slide right in to the fifth dimension? Well, Dr. Bree will have more of that. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.